Mum, can you lend me 20 quid? Part 4.
Well, that's what you do, isn't it? Tell them what they want to hear. Give them what they want. It's called pushing all the right buttons. And that's something you soon learn to be good at when you're a junkie. Okay, you can say what you like. But I didn't care. You say she was going to get hurt. Well, so what? You say I was cruel. I didn't care about that either. If I didn't get something soon, I was going to start rattling. So I gave her what she wanted so that she would give me what I wanted. Listen to this. I'll do it. I'll do it for you, Mum. Because I love you.
Oh, Simon.
Mum?
Yes, love?
I can feel the pains coming on again. It's the sickness I get, Mum. It's horrible. I don't suppose you could... Well, you know, I don't suppose you could... Just this one last time. Before I go into the rehab.
I... Oh, very well. Just this one last time.
Don't suppose you can make it 30, could you? Only the pain's really bad. Thanks, Mum. You're an angel. I need to go. Bye. It's Si. Where shall I go? I'll be there in 5. What? Yeah. 1 and 1. Nah. Make it 2 and 1. 2 white and 1 brown.
Yes. I fell for it. Just like we all do when we love a heroin addict. It wasn't the first time and it would prove not to be the last. And I was making the same mistakes we all make. I pressurised Simon into going into rehab. It took a long time for the penny to drop. There was always only ever going to be one person who could sort out Simon's addiction. And that was Simon. Ironically, it was Nick who finally persuaded him to go.
I'll give the detox a go, but I'm not sure about the rehab. I don't fancy being banged up in there for a whole year.
You won't be banged up. I've heard it's a lovely place. And anyway, it's the only way if you really do want to get well. You do want to get well, don't you?
Yes. Of course I do. Mum's heart was in the right place, but she didn't get it. She just didn't get it. As a heroin user, I had to take responsibility for my own recovery. To do that, you have to be ready. And I wasn't. I simply wasn't ready. Plus, the detox in the hospital was a nightmare. It was cold turkey. They chained me to a bed. They locked me up in a ward with bars on the window. There were 8 of us in the room, all chained to the beds. No one spoke English. Hardly anyone spoke at all. I didn't quite make the full year. I came home after 9 days. Mum was furious. To make matters worse, Tony's father had died suddenly while she was away with me, so she wasn't able to be there to support him. When I got home, I had to face the full fury of her wrath.
Do you ever think about anyone except yourself? Your wants, your needs, your life. Tony needed me and I wasn't here for him. Now you've pushed me to the edge. I'm finished with you. Finished with you. Completely finished with you.
Mum didn't really mean it, of course. If you thought her reaction was bad, it was nothing compared with Tony's. I was at my place the next day with my mate Matthew.
Didn't know you were injecting, Simon. Can I use your pin after you finish with it?
Yeah, of course, mate.
Does your mum know? Or she still think you're on the foil?
The foil.
She'd kill you if she knew you were doing that.
I know, but right now, I don't care. So just shut it and let me get on with it.
You can't go in there.
Don't you try and tell me about it. Go and can't go, you pathetic little waster. Get out of my bloody way.
Hey, waster. Look out.
Tony, what are you...
Let me get my hands on you. Get off, you bastard. You fucking bastard. And what's all this filthy crap then, eh?
What do you think you're doing? Look what you've done. You've spoiled everything. You've ruined our stuff. You've no right. It's not your flat. It's not your...
So what are you going to do about it then, eh, sonny? You can handle a raging pension, then go for it. And you, Simon, what sort of a man are you, legging it out of rehab? Where's your backbone? You haven't got one, have you?
To be continued.